A Table of Fables.
From the constellations to the oceans, all the nations, all our notions, it makes a story, a million stories. Can you hear the stories? Can you see the stories?
Hello, boys and girls, and thank you for listening to A Table of Fables. I am James Funny Hat, your fabulist. A fabulist, of course, is someone who tells fables, which is a kind of story. As most of you know, there are rules to listening to this podcast. And even though this episode is coming out near the holidays of Christmas and Hanukkah, there are some rules about that I have to tell you. You may listen to this podcast at other times of year, but here are some rules. So, let's see. Rules to listening to the podcast. You have to sit quietly on a seat on the floor and not talk. No sitting on a table. No sitting in the fridge. No sitting on birthday cakes. No listening while eating hot jalapeno peppers. Number 14. No listening while walking on banana peels. Okay. Here we are. Rule number 17. No eating dreidels while listening to this podcast, and no spinning latkes. Because, of course, dreidels are for spinning and latkes are for eating. Also, rule number 18. If someone is listening to A Table of Fables, do not jump out from behind a Christmas tree and throw snowballs at them. That would be rule number 18. And if I hear of anyone breaking rules, or if I hear about any trouble happening, there may have to be more rules put in place for next year. Today, I don't have a funny hat. I have a startling hat. And what it does is it startles people. It looks just like a regular baseball cap, but it has this button. And watch what happens when I push this button. Well, I guess you can't see. So I'll push the button, and then you'll hear the sound, and I'll tell you what's happening. Here's the button. See that? A snake popped out, which is not what you would expect from a hat, and that's why it's startling. Now, the thing is, though, I think it's broken, because the first time I tried it, the snake jumped out. I was really, really startled. Second time, I was startled again. Third time, I was still startled, but not so much. The fourth time, I really wasn't that startled. And the fifth time, I was hardly startled. And now, I'm not startled at all. I just push the button, the snake jumps out, and it's like, I know the snake's going to jump out. So I think it's broken. Because if a startling hat doesn't startle you, it's not doing what it's supposed to do. If your fridge doesn't cool your food, you need to get your fridge fixed. If a chair doesn't hold you up off the floor, you need to get the chair fixed. If a blender doesn't blend, you need to get the blender fixed. This startling hat does not startle me, and I need to get it fixed. Does anyone know how to fix startling hats, please send me an email or a voice message to jamesfunnyhat.com if you have any ideas. Thank you. Well, we have a message today, and it's from Xavier, who is 7 years old, who lives in Toronto. Thank you very much, Xavier. And it looks like it's a question. It says, Dear James Funny Hat, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? From Xavier. Well, let's think about that. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Well, I think probably 12, but I'm just guessing, Xavier. I'm not really sure what the answer to that is. I think it's probably 12. Or maybe 7 or 19 or 151 pieces? Liters? Pounds? Well, if anyone knows, please send me a message by email or voice message, jamesfunnyhat.com. And thank you for your question, Xavier. Now, here comes the story very soon. And what you could do is, when you hear the story bell go ding, put your arms up in the air. When you can't hear the story bell anymore, put your hands down, and then the story will begin. Here it comes. Once there was a big brother, and a little sister. The big brother was 10 years old, and the little sister was only 3. The big brother was so, so kind and so nice. He looked after his little sister, he played with his little sister, and he loved his little sister. He tied her shoes, zipped up her zipper, he made sure that she brushed all of her teeth. If she needed anything, he was there to help her. And he played with her. He taught her how to catch a ball. He taught her how to climb a tree, and how to walk a balance beam, and how to tell a friendly dog from a wild one. You could especially tell that he loved her because he played games with her that he didn't really want to play. He didn't want to play unicorns for 5 hours straight, but he did. He didn't want to be the horse all the time when she played house with her friends, but he did. He didn't want to play dollies for 17 hours straight, but he did. The worst thing of all, when his little sister would walk up to him and say, "I'm a big brother. My dolly has a dirty diaper, and it's time for you to change it." But he always did. He always changed his little sister's dolly's diapers. He was a very good big brother. But even though he was kind and nice most of the time, and most of the time he did kind and nice things, there was one thing he did sometimes that was not nice. Not very often, but sometimes a mischievous idea would come into Big Brother's head, and a mischievous look would come on his face, and he would scare his little sister. One time, his little sister was brushing her teeth. And there she was in the bathroom, just brushing away. Brush, 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 brush the front tooth. Brush, 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 brush the back teeth. Brush, brush, brush. Big Brother saw her brushing and saw that her eyes were closed, and that tricky, mischievous idea came into his head, and he thought to himself, I'm gonna scare my sister so bad. Well, there was his little sister brushing. Brush, 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 brush. Big Brother crept up behind her and got closer. Brush, 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 brush. Closer. Brush, 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 back. Closer. Brush, 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 top. Brush, 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 sideways. Closer. Closer. And then he got up right beside her and said, boom! Little sister said, ah! And ran away as fast as she could. A few minutes later, she came back and said, Big Brother, stop scaring me. The Big Brother said, I'm sorry. Well, he said he was sorry, but he didn't sound very sorry. And in fact, he was not sorry. And you could tell that he wasn't actually sorry, because a few days later, he did it again. A few days later, his sister was playing unicorn. She was holding a carrot on the top of her head and saying, I'm the orange unicorn. I can fly. Orange unicorn, go up the stairs. Orange unicorn, fly through the clouds. Well, a tricky idea came into her brother's head and made him say, I'm gonna scare my sister so bad. Well, as his little sister was running around the house with her carrot held to her head, Big Brother got closer. I'm the orange unicorn drinking from the river. And closer. Take another drink from the river. And closer. And another drink. And closer, and closer, and then the Big Brother jumped out and said, Boo! Ah! His little sister ran away. A few minutes later, she came back and said, Big Brother, stop scaring me. Big Brother said, I'm sorry. Well, he didn't sound very sorry that time either. And in fact, he was not sorry, because a few days later, he did it again. This time, his sister was sitting at a desk with a big sheet of paper and crayons.
I'm going to draw a picture of my family. What color should I use? Pink and pink. And light pink, and dark pink, and regular pink. I'm ready.
A tricky idea came into Big Brother's head, and he thought to himself, I'm gonna scare my sister so bad. He snuck up to her as she sat at the desk.
Here's my mommy, pink mommy.
Closer.
Here's my daddy, pink daddy.
He crept closer.
Here's my doggy, pink doggy.
And closer.
Here's my brother, pink brother.
And closer.
Here's my house, pink house.
And then he went right up to her and said, Boo! The little sister ran away as fast as she could. She came back a few minutes later and said, Big Brother, stop scaring me. Big Brother said,
I'm sorry.
Well, that did not sound very sorry. But this is the story of the last time that Big Brother ever tried to scare his little sister. And what happened was this. It was December, and it was just before Christmas. And they celebrated Christmas. And one thing that they did every year was they went to a shopping mall where Santa Claus was every year. They went to the mall early in the morning to get their picture taken with Santa Claus. Even though they got to the mall at 7:30 in the morning, there were a lot of people there. In fact, there were 12,000 people there. And so they got to the back of the line of 12,000 people and waited as one by one each family went to get their picture taken with Santa Claus. By 8 in the morning, they got a little bit closer. By 9 in the morning, they finally got inside the mall, but they were still in line. And then it was 10 o'clock, and they were a little bit closer. And it was 11 o'clock, and they were a little bit closer. Well, after spending all morning waiting in line, it was just before noon, when they finally got to the front of the line, and there was no one in front of them, only Santa. And now behind them, there were 12,000 people waiting in line. Well, just as they were about to have their turn, Santa stood up and said,
"Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, boys and girls! Oh, ho, 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 ho! Well, Santa has to take a little break now. Ho, 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 ho! Santa will be back in 15 minutes. Oh, ho, 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 ho!"
And with that, Santa Claus got up and left. And now they were at the very front of the line, and Santa's chair was empty in front of them. And behind them was 12,000 people. And just at that moment, a tricky, mischievous idea got into Big Brother's head. And he thought to himself, "I'm gonna scare my little sister so bad." He turned to his little sister and said, "Wait here. I'll be back in 5 minutes. I just need to go get something, my little sister." He went to a nearby store and he found just what he was looking for, which was a red coat with white fur trim and matching red pants with white fur trim. Now, this coat and pants were much too big, and he asked if they had anything smaller, but that was the smallest size they had. So he tried it on, and he thought to himself, "I think it fits good enough." And then he put on some black boots. They were four sizes too big, but he thought, "I think they fit good enough." And he found also at this same store a matching red hat with a white pom-pom. And he put it on, and he thought, "I think it fits good enough." And he also found a white beard and a white wig, which he put on under the hat. And then he looked in the mirror, and he saw red jacket, red pants, white beard, and he thought to himself, "I look just like Santa. My little sister's gonna think I'm Santa, and I'm gonna scare my sister so bad." So, Big Brother walked right into the mall with all of those 12,000 people and walked into the real Santa's chair and sat down, and he said, "Ho, ho, ho, everybody! Merry Christmas!" And then he looked at his sister to see if his sister would know that it was him. His sister seemed to think that he was the real Santa. And she walked up to him and said, "Hi, Santa." So the big brother put on his best Santa voice and said, "Ho, ho, ho, come and sit on Santa's knee and tell me what you would like for Christmas. Ho, ho, ho." His little sister went and sat on his knee, and he thought inside his mind, "She thinks I'm the real Santa." He said, "Now, what would you like for Christmas, little girl?" His little sister looked up at him through his white beard and white wig and red hat with her big brown eyes, and this is what she said. "Santa, don't get anything from me. Just get lots of stuff for my big brother, because he's the best big brother in the world. He looks after me, he plays with me, he ties my shoes, he zips up my zipper, he finds my lost socks, he taught me how to catch a ball, he taught me how to climb a tree. He plays with me all the time, Santa. He plays unicorns, he plays house, and when my friends come over to play house, he always wants to be the horsey, and he gives us all rides, and it's so much fun. And you know what, Santa? He even changes my dolly's diapers. So please, Santa, get my big brother a new soccer ball, and a new basketball, and a new hockey stick, and lots of books about science and dinosaurs." He sat there as his little sister started naming all of these things that she knew that he liked, that she wanted him to receive as gifts for Christmas from Santa. Now behind his beard, Big Brother was thinking, "My little sister, she's so nice. She's just thinking about me all the time, and all I ever do is scare her." And he thought to himself, "I'm never going to scare my little sister ever again." It was just at that moment that little sister turned to him in his Santa costume and looked at him square in the eyes and said, "Boo!" Big Brother was so scared, he jumped out, ran right out of the mall in his Santa suit, and he never scared his little sister again. And that's the end of the story, and the end of this episode of A Table of Fables. So thank you very much for listening. If you're listening during the holidays, then have a happy holiday, have a happy Hanukkah, and a Merry Christmas. If you're listening at another time of year, then have a great day, and we'll see you next time on A Table of Fables. I'm James Funny Hat.